This morning, President Trump tweeted about that undocumented immigrant twice deported from the U.S., accused of driving drunk this past weekend and killing two people, including Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson. On Twitter, Trump called it disgraceful and blamed Democrats for not keeping the border safe. Well, Republicans and Democrats remain far apart on just how to do that. Ahead of some looming deadlines, the threat of another government shutdown this week, and DACA, the Obama-era program that provides deportation protection for young immigrants brought here as children, which expires early next month. Today, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said the president is not expected to extend that DACA deadline. Kelly said he doesn't think Trump has the legal authority to do so. Let's bring in Alfonso Aguilar, Executive Director of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. He thinks President Trump is offering a compromise immigration plan everyone should rally around. He and other Hispanic conservatives met with Chief of Staff Kelly yesterday. Alfonso, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. A pleasure to be with you.
And what do you think about the president's tweets today? This Guatemalan man was twice deported, driving drunk, kills two people. But a friend of Jackson's, his roommate, Chad Boucher, says Jackson wouldn't want his death politicized. He's asking the president to stop. And others point out that Trump is telling really falsehoods about immigrants committing crimes. They say immigrants commit fewer crimes than native-born citizens. And I just, are you, I mean, you're someone, for instance, who's very much in favor of protection, deportation protection for the DACA recipients. Do you worry that this kind of broad brushing paints them as well?
Certainly. I mean, I don't love that narrative. I think the majority of immigrants are good, hardworking people who are contributing to our nation and have no are not involved in criminal activity. However, I understand at the same time the frustration from the president and many other Americans. There are undocumented immigrants. It's a small minority, but there are involved in criminal activity. And when something like this happens, it's very frustrating. What happens is that the left tends to totally underestimate when undocumented immigrants are involved in criminal activity. But you know what? If we really care about immigrants and about dreamers, we have to forget about the narrative coming from left and right and really look at the policy proposals and what can we do from the policy perspective to get something done that's good for the country and good for the dreamers.
Well, let's do that. Let's look at the president's proposal. Oh, by the way, before that, though, I want to throw out another voice that's entered in because of this tweeting this morning. There are those who point to the thousands and thousands of drunk driving fatalities that are committed by American citizens who are drinking and driving, and they want the president to pay more attention to that as well. But putting that aside, let's talk about the president's plan that was presented a couple weeks ago. It calls for eventual citizenship for nearly 2 million young undocumented immigrants. More than the initial number of the Dreamers who were the first that were given this. There was an attempt to give them protection, and then the DACA recipients. Also, more money for the wall, a crackdown on illegal immigration, and a reducing of legal family-based migration, which critics call chain migration. Let's talk about that. Are you comfortable with that? The president's calling for just someone's spouse and minor children. That means that if someone comes over hardworking, here legally, and wants to bring, family members, they can't bring a mother, an elderly mother, let's say. They can't bring older children. Is that really family reunification, which is what it originally was?
Look, I don't love cuts in legal immigration. I want to keep legal immigration levels as they are right now. But I recognize we need to compromise. Mm-hmm. However, having said that, Democrats are trying to say that this is some sort of draconian law that would massively reduce legal immigration. First of all, these legal cuts would take at least 15 years, in some visa categories, 5 decades to materialize. And even when they fully materialize, our country would still be receiving hundreds of thousands of legal immigrants. This is not going back to the 1920s when we had those very restrictive laws, basically imposed a moratorium on immigration. But that's what Democrats are trying to say. And it seems to me that they're fabricating excuses not to engage in a conversation.
Do you suspect, as others do, that Democrats are now doing this because they don't want a path for citizenship for DACA recipients or even deportation protection for DACA recipients to appear to come from a President Trump?
That's a reason, absolutely. But look, both parties will get credit if they can strike a deal on such a controversial and complex issue.
Well, but others are pointing out, and many of them are Republicans, who are lawmakers who live along the border. They are agreeing with the Democrats that the huge amount of money that's being asked for this wall is unrealistic, unnecessary in many parts. I mean, we heard the president say he didn't realize there were rivers, you know.
But to be fair, I mean, yesterday I had the pleasure, along with other top Hispanic leaders, to meet with Chief of Staff Kelly and with Secretary of Homeland Security Nielsen. And look, first of all, they're totally committed to the Dreamers. But in terms of the border, they understand that we're not going to have a 2,000-mile wall. The point that they're making is within this framework, within those four pillars that you outline, they're willing to negotiate. But Democrats are just closing the door. There are no conversations based on the president's framework.
Well, you say the president's willing to negotiate. Some would say what he's doing is holding the Dreamers hostage. Why not? If the president really feels for these DACA recipients, why not just do that deal? Take this weight off their mind, not hold it as leverage.
I don't buy that argument, because in the past, Democrats have proposed comprehensive immigration reform that included the undocumented immigrants, but other issues as well. So Republicans are doing the same. Look, I supported the Gang of Eight bill in 2013. It wasn't beautiful. I'm a conservative, but I thought we had to be practical. We had to get this ball rolling, this debate going on immigration. We had to work in a bipartisan way. And then when Republicans in the House didn't do anything, I criticized them. I think the same thing is happening this time around, but with Democrats. We have the opportunity to provide not 690,000 people that benefited from DACA, but 1.8 million Dreamers the possibility of a path to legal status and a path to citizenship. That's a great win for Dreamers.
Alfonso Aguilar, Executive Director of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. And yeah. Alfonso, you've been on before. I just want to remind people, but also ask, you're an American citizen born in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
I was reading in a 2012 article how you attend St. Martin of Tours Catholic Church, very strong Catholic beliefs. It sounds like you have deep respect for the, you know, comfort the strangers among us thinking.
Yes.
You talked then about worshiping at that church with undocumented immigrants.
Right.
This parish is where there's a coming together. So you're sitting there working with undocumented immigrants. You know there are conservatives who say you should be calling ICE on them. What part of you is conservative about immigrants, undocumented immigrants?
Well, you know, I'm a Reagan conservative. I believe in the dignity of the human person. And when I see individuals, hardworking people that are coming here not for social benefits, but to work hard, to contribute to this country, and that they're people of faith, that actually they defend conservative principles like the right to life, freedom of religion, the importance of the family. There's a lot of ignorance in the conservative movement about undocumented immigrants and minorities and Hispanics in general.
But if deportation of undocumented immigrants is increased, as many backers of Donald Trump would like to see, should ICE come to your church or someone else's church?
But the reality is that it's not happening. I know Democrats are saying that there are campaigns to massively deport people. That is just not happening. And we did talk a little bit about that yesterday with Secretary Nielsen. The priority is to go after people with criminal records, and that's exactly what is happening. Mm. But, you know, Hispanics are working. They're going to school. I mean, immigrants, undocumented immigrants, going to school, working. And they realize that a lot of this is noise, that, you know, they are living their lives, that nobody's coming after them. They know that there's some people who are undocumented, who are involved in criminal activity, and those people give the entire community a bad name. Mm. But I think at the end they want solutions.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
And again, Alfonso Aguilar, Executive Director of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles. By the way, he told us he doesn't expect a breakthrough on immigration this week or next, but he thinks Republicans will be able to pass that short-term spending deal the House is voting on later today. As we said a bit ago, this will kick the government funding question down the road to March 23rd. Alfonso says that will give lawmakers the chance to negotiate the DACA extension before it expires a couple weeks earlier on March 5th. It might also take DACA out of the spending negotiations. We'll see.